ba bu ba bu ba bam ba bu ba bu ba 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 bu ba bu ba bam ba bu ba bu ba.
Friday. It's Friday, Frank. It's Friday.
I love this song.
This is Ima Sumac.
Yeah, I think last time I was here, you played this.
Yes.
I love it.
All right, I want to talk to you about something that was in the news. It's very distracting, isn't it? Soothing yet distracting.
Yes.
First of all, hello. Welcome to the stream of consciousness, the bonus stream, your bonus hour, whatever you want to call it.
Bill, I like the stream of consciousness.
Yeah, I do too. Yes. Bill is off today. Bill Leff is off. He will return Tuesday. We'll be back together. We're both off Monday. So Frank Fontana's filling in. I'm Wendy Snyder. Can I tell you about something that, first of all, I just want to say, I have a kid in high school who just started, a freshman, and he's been wearing rock and roll t-shirts because we're kind of a rock and roll family.
Sure.
In the old days, you would only wear a black concert t-shirt after attending that concert and spending a lot of money on that shirt and wearing it. Now you can go to Target, Kohl's, Macy's, Nordstrom, everybody has like a Pink Floyd or a Doors shirt or Led Zeppelin. So he's been wearing a different rock shirt to school every day, and kids are calling him Stoner.
Really?
And
I was just about to say the opposite. I was going to say that now it's different because of the fact that my wife wears AC/DC shirts.
I know, they're
She's
all
never
over.
Listened to a day of the AC/DC in her life. She couldn't tell Hell's Bells from church bells.
But I said, does that bother you? And he goes, kind of. I don't smoke pot, but I guess there are worse things people can call me.
Right, and pot's almost legal. What's the big deal?
But then he went on to say, it's not like I'm wearing a Grateful Dead shirt. And I'm like, good that you know the difference.
Well, and even today's, like, you know, educated, you know, society where everything's available online and kids can, you know, pick up any bit of information they want, that even exists anymore, like stoners and you know, the cool kids. And, you know, I don't know. I've been out of school forever, so I don't know if that's still or always will be the case where there's going to be the cliques and the just because you wear a certain type of shirt. I mean,
I know, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And he also mentioned he had a Led Zeppelin shirt, and on the front of the Zeppelin shirt, there is a naked figure. There is no genitalia. It's not male or female. It looks like a male, but it's smooth down there.
Right.
And he said, am I going to be able to wear this to school? And his older brother said, yeah, it's Led Zeppelin. They've been wearing this shirt forever.
Right.
But so you start talking about dress codes, and I saw this in the news, and I want to talk about this because there is a high school out there that has all of a sudden just said, you know what? Dress code, smesh code. We're not going to do it. Evanston Township High School, of course, in Evanston, Illinois. On the line with us right now is assistant superintendent and principal at Evanston Township High School, Marcus Campbell. Marcus, thank you for being with us.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Hi, Marcus.
So you heard me talking about, like, the naked Led Zeppelin thing, and my son was wondering if he was going to have to turn his shirt inside out. No, they let it go. There are a lot of dress codes, but you guys decided to say, you know what? Dress code. There are a few little things intact, but for the most part, you've lifted it, haven't you?
Yeah, we've thought that we could list out what is what's fundamental and common, not common sense, but something that wouldn't be disruptive or distracting for the student body or would disrupt the school day. That's for the Illinois school code language, and so that's what we did.
All right, now I know, and Frank, you may have heard this in the news too, there were a lot of schools that forbid you to wear any kind of baseball cap. You now can wear a baseball cap at Evanston High School. Explain
that's
that.
Great.
Yes, you can wear a cap at Evanston Township High School. I'm currently wearing a hat today, and the students are thrilled that the principal is wearing a hat today.
Where were you when I was going to school? Marcus, this is awesome.
Yeah, and we just thought it was just, you know, a lot of the policing around hats in the building was just unnecessary. You know, one young man gets out of the car in the morning, and before he can get to the door, a staff member is saying, excuse me, please take off your hat. And we want kids to be able to come to school, focus on learning, focus on mathematics and reading and so forth, not worried about their hats. And so we said, you know, we don't really care if you wear your hats or your hoods.
Hoodies. You can wear hoodies in that school as long as your face is visible, correct?
As long as your face is visible and we can see that you do not have earbuds in your ear.
Marcus, so before we get into how this has impacted the day-to-day in the school, give us some of the no-nos still that may exist within this.
You can't wear clothing where there is visible underwear. You can't wear clothing where accessories can be used as a weapon. You can't wear clothing that has hate speech on it, things of that nature.
Okay, because the reason I ask is, like, you know, the younger gals wear these shorts that are, you know, pretty risque. What's the guidelines with that? I mean, is it like a half a cheek, a quarter cheek, or no cheek?
There are no guidelines around that. Our students are just coming to school as comfortable as they can be, and we're letting the decisions as far as what the short length be rest with the parents.
See, I got to tell you this, and we are talking to the assistant superintendent and principal at Evanston Township High School, who has decided, you know what, enough is enough. We're here to learn. Let's give the kids no dress code. They can wear what they want. I'm a bit of a rebel, so if someone tells me not to do something, I'm more apt to do it. I bet you you're going to have less problems now.
Wendy, we have had far fewer problems. The school day has gone about as it normally does, and we have more students compliant with what we were already, what we can enforce. Let me just say it like that.
And has it changed the demeanor of the students? Are they happier?
They're happier. I pulled a couple of students aside and gave them some, some love about their hats. I said, "You can wear your hat. You don't have to take it off." And they were laughing and kind of moving along. And students are very thrilled to be able to wear what they want to wear as long as it's not a disruption to the school day.
I have a 14-year-old who just started high school. I have one who just graduated and now is going to college. And I have to be honest with you, a lot of times I have been the parent that said, you can't make decisions, you do what you're told. But there's something freeing and something that allows them to do it on their own if you just let them.
Absolutely. And our students have risen to the occasion. We have students who are like, this at adolescent peak. So, yeah, I can make my decision. If you let me make a responsible decision, I will make a responsible decision. And if it's an irresponsible decision, an adult will sort of work with the student in that way.
I have to commend you on a job well done, and I really kind of hope that other high schools, and I don't know, is it different in an elementary school or a junior high? Because, you know, you do have more mature students in high school.
Yeah, you know, but as I stated earlier, I think that, you know, whatever students come to school with, those are, pretty much family and adult decisions that are at home. And so I think that that's the most appropriate place for that. And that's pretty much where inspired our thinking around letting how students come to school.
Hey, Marcus, quick question. Have any of the parents responded negatively to this at all?
To this day, at 12:21 p.m., I have not heard anything negative from parents.
Put that disclaimer there. Yeah.
Right. It's been all positive. We've gotten a lot of support, a lot of affirmation from our board, from our superintendent, from our staff. We're thrilled with the response.
The bottom line is it's about learning, and honestly, that's why I got into radio, because you didn't have to dress up, and I feel like I perform better if I'm not, you know, stuck in a suit or something. So if you let the kids be comfortable, although too comfortable, I will not let my kids wear sweatpants to school. I don't know if you're a Seinfeld fan, but George, it's like you can't wear, you know, sweatpants in
those
public.
Those types, though. Yeah. But right. Adidas sweatpants with the cool stripes, that might, you can rock those.
And those pajama pants, those are cool to wear, too?
Yeah, pajama pants are cool. That was the one question I got from a staff member, that pajama pants are, why are we doing that? And the thing is, students were coming to school this way anyway. They were coming in their pajama pants, and it's usually something we do during homecoming week. So, you know, go ahead and wear your pajama pants as long as you're not violating certain portions of our new dress code, sections 1 and 4, and students have been able to do that.
Marcus, to your knowledge, are you guys the first in Illinois to do this or across the nation?
I don't know if we're the first in Illinois, but we did adopt this policy from the Oregon National Organization of Women. They have a model student dress code. And from my understanding, the Portland school system has adopted the Oregon model student dress code. So that's one national system that I know of. But I'm not really sure in the state if we're the first or not.
Assistant Superintendent and Principal at Evanston Township High School. They've done away with the dress code. They've had no no problems. I don't anticipate that happening. Marcus Campbell on the line with us. What time does your school day start?
Our school day starts at 8 o'clock a.m. with a.m. support, and at 8:32 is when our first period begins.
Because my kid's school starts at 7:45, and I think your next thing would be to have school start at 11 a.m. because these are teenagers, and they're hard to wake up.
Take siesta about like 12:30. They could break for siesta. Yeah, learn a little bit in between.
A great job done by you and all the people over at Evanston Township High School. It's a pleasure to talk to you today. Keep up the good work.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me.
Thanks, Marcus.
That is a great assistant superintendent and principal.
Yeah, I love that. It reminds me of, like, the School of Rock, you know? Like, it'd be cool just to be in a school where you could just be yourself, chill, wear what you want, be, you know, have the relationships with people you want. The teachers are awesome. Like, if the teachers dress like that, too, do you think kids would relate better?
Yes, I totally do. I mean, come on, he's the principal. He says he's wearing a hat today.
I would talk to that guy. You know, if I was a kid and I had issues, I would sit down and talk to that guy because he was wearing a hat.
Makes him more approachable?
Totally. Because, I mean, think about when you're – I mean, I was not troubled in school, but I wasn't the best student. I didn't listen every second. I rebelled here and there. But I had confidence in certain teachers, but they all dressed like, you know, in suits or dress shirts and slacks. It made it a little bit harder to warm up to them. Who were you close – for me, who I could tell you who I was close with, my gym teachers – was with who I was closest with because they wore shorts and t-shirts, you know, and they were cooler. And if I think back now, I used to go to gym. I didn't even, and this is terrible, I'm going to rat out my gym teachers, but I didn't really do the mile runs or anything. I'd bring bagels and rocks and food for them, and we'd sit and I'd watch the kids run. I'd be up on the bleachers with the gym teachers. Oh, I don't feel good today. Here's some bagels. We'd sit there and we'd eat breakfast while the other kids ran.
I have to tell my son Dylan about it because that is, both my kids hated the days that they had to run the mile.
Bribe the gym teacher. Works every time.
It's a great idea. You know, I think my favorite teacher taught social studies and he had a ponytail, and that's the one that I related to probably the most.
Right. You know, I think that's such a great point if it was taken that way across the board is, you know, when kids learn when they like what they're learning and they like who's teaching them. You know, who retains anything? You know, my wife tells the stories of the nuns that she went to school with on the south side of Chicago. She despises school because of what she went through. It was violent. It was aggressive.
It was way different back then.
Disciplinary. Yeah. It was, you know, like she has no positive memories of school.
And it's not the military. It's school. If you make school fun, kids are going to come. And guess what? If they come to school, they're going to learn things.
Yeah. Hey, how's the fighting in school these days with your kids? Because they're in that age where, like, these teenagers, like, you see these videos on Facebook and Instagram of, like, teen fights and stuff. Is that happening a lot in our neck of the woods?
Not in our neighborhood. We live in the LaGrange area, and I've been informed that there have been fights, and there are occasionally, but not like it's running rampant, fortunately, in our area. I know other schools, they do have it. And I've been told that the girls fight more than the boys do.
It's a thing now. I think it's because of
social
media. Girls
aren't supposed to fight.
Oh, it's not attractive.
Well, not even that it's not attractive.
If there's mud involved and, you know, they're wrestling, it's a possibility that could be attractive.
Round of applause for Marcus Campbell, assistant superintendent and principal at Evanston Township High School. They've done away with the dress code and they've had no problems since.
How old do you think he is? He sounds pretty young.
40-ish.
Yeah. I mean, I remember my principal being like 60.
Yeah, times have changed, Frank.
Yeah, I'm old.
Did you ever go to a doctor and it looks like the doctor's like a teenager?
Yes.
I mean, we're just getting old. Face it.
That's just horrible.
This is the one guy where your principal is your pal. Remember that thing? Principal is
it's a pal.
Right. That's the guy, but the principal is like the rule.
What is the vice principal's role these days?
I don't know. All right. It's Frank Fontana. He's sitting in for Bill Left today. I'm Wendy Snyder, and it's 720 WGN. Thank you so much, Judy.
Absolutely.
I love when you stick around, and you said you can't stick around today.
Today, we're a little bit shorthanded in the newsroom.
She can handle it. Kim's like smoking.
I know. You know what? I don't like to leave her alone because she can't handle it, and it just makes me mad.
Right, exactly.
She's like Superwoman, right. Supergirl.
All right. Well, have a great extended weekend.
You too, you guys.
Take a rip to go, would you?
You know what? I think I will. Thanks.
All right. Jerry Nunn is here. I love when Jerry Nunn comes to visit us, and you have officially met Frank Fontana.
Yes, we met before. I think. Yeah, we met a long time ago. I did an interview with him a long time ago.
Yes.
All right, now, so you work for Windy City Times. You're a photographer, you're a contributor, you do everything. Why don't you do a little rundown of what you do with everything?
Oh, well, I mean, I'm all over the place.
What do you want us to introduce you to be? Like,
I mean, I think my website kind of covers everything, you know, noneontherun.com. But yeah, I do Chicago Pride, and because they're a great website, and then Windy City Times every week. So it's nice to have the print stuff.
Yes, so, and you are flitting around like crazy to see what's going on in the city.
Yeah.
And usually Bill is sitting here, and Jerry will mention things, and we'll go, who's that? But there are some big names coming to town.
Huge big names. Well, first off, I just want to say we brought in some ribs today from Wrigley Barbecue.
And I just tasted them. They're out of this world. They're fantastic.
Why are we graced with the pleasure of having ribs from Wrigley Barbecue?
Because Sunday, September 3rd, is National Baby Back Rib Day.
It's my favorite day of the year.
And they're going to do a promotion over there. They get a full rack for the half rack price.
Oh, that's a steal.
So we have some St. Louis ribs here. And this is at 3555 North Broadway.
And Mitch, you are the owner of Wrigley Barbecue?
Yep.
Yes.
Nice to meet you. What's your last name, Mitch?
Leibovich.
Mitch
Leibovich. Mitch, those are some good ribs. And I know me some ribs. These are good.
Thank you.
So, all right.
But he's located right by the Jewel on Broadway in Wrigley.
All right, perfect. And this is going on what day where you can get a full slab for the price of a half slab?
Sunday, September 3rd.
Are you really busy on National Baby Back Rib Day?
We are busy usually on every weekend, especially if it's right before the holiday weekend.
Yeah.
Holiday weekend. But I want to be busy during that.
Yeah, that's what you want.
Yeah.
You want to advocate Rib Day, you know, if you're in the rib business.
I'm a big advocate of Rib Day. Well, thank you very much. Wrigley Barbecue and your address?
We're at 3555 North Broadway.
Website as well?
Yeah, WrigleyBarbecue.com.
Lovely. Pretty thank you very much for sharing. Jerry, you can come every week if you bring good food.
I know I should. all right, so let's kick off the September happenings because we have a whole
today's
month.
The first. Woo!
We've got the first, so it's happening.
Hey,
our show's happening.
Mortgage.
Yeah, so we have North Coast tonight. I'm heading over there in a few hours.
See, now he's looking at us and I'm going, what's North Coast?
So North Coast is kind of an eclectic music festival, the first through the third in Union Park. So it's got kind of a range of artists. We have dEadmau5. I know you don't have that.
I am old.
It's an electronic thing, and they wear the big Mickey ears.
Yeah, you've seen them.
Oh, I know who that is. All right, I do know.
So they're a big deal. They're going to be there. Damian Marley, who is Bob Marley's
brother. One of the many sons of Bob Marley. And he's kind of a DJ mixer, right?
I saw him at Riot Fest, I think, last year. So.
They all have different sounds. You know, Ziggy is pretty much just like his father, and then Damien, and there's others as well that have, like, this different sound.
Are they equally as talented as Bob? I think Ziggy's pretty close.
Ziggy's very close. They're all pretty talented in their own way. Yeah. If you're going the full reggae thing, I'd say Ziggy would be the one.
Yeah, he's really poppy, and
he's really good.
Yeah. So, and there's some other people. Big Boy from Outkast. He'll be there.
God, I'm actually knowing some things you're mentioning this time.
I feel so old.
Ween is going to be there in Primus for Sunday.
Primus, yeah.
So,
Who was a race car driver?
Ween.
Jerry. Jerry was a race car driver. Yeah. That's what I know of Primus.
Yep. So that'll be fun. So that's going to be here this weekend.
Were you the Jerry they were singing about?
I wish. I wasn't that famous back then. and then we also have Riot Fest coming up, another big music festival. That's September 15th through the 17th in Douglas Park. So that's a huge, they have a great lineup that's like on par with Lollapalooza. So they have Nine Inch Nails coming, New Order.
I love New Order.
I love Nine Inch Nails.
You're hearing Riot Fest. I'm hearing like metal in my head, but it isn't. Yeah. It's kind of
Quiet
all
Riot.
Over the...
You think of Quiet Riot, right?
There is some metal. I mean, there's Danzig is going to be there.
That's
Queens
metal.
Of the Stone Age is going to be there. Wu-Tang Clan.
It's not metal.
Very mixed in, right?
It's I like
kind
that.
Kind of a mix.
But New Order being there, you know, I hear Riot Fest. I'm hearing Headbangers Ball.
Yeah.
But it isn't. It's kind of everything.
Right. It's a great event. I mean, they have all the roller coaster rides.
Really?
Carnival games.
I think Riot Fest become like a real hipster thing, right?
Yeah. It's a huge thing. And it took over Douglas Park now. So it's a big deal. It's a lot of fun. MIA is going to be there. I love MIA.
It's the end of the summer, man. I mean, it's really, we're talking about all these fests and it's September and it's kind of depressing me a little bit. So let's get some fun in before winter kicks in.
Exactly. So a lot of fun events. It's, we're heading into fundraiser time with the Green Tie Ball. That's at Artifact Events. It's up on Ravenswood. It's where they raise money for it's called, the theme is Devil in the Green City. They raise money to like beautify the city and stuff like that. So,
I like the name.
Yeah, it's going to be great. White Shadow, who I just saw at the Gaga concert, he's going to be there. And Taylor Kenny is the
Now, okay, wait a minute.
Chicago Fire.
Taylor and Gaga are no more, correct?
No, but he's still friends with, he was at the concert.
I heard that.
I heard he was at the
concert.
There's
pictures that, but there was no official shout out by Gaga, from what I hear, to him.
Right.
I liked
the dog got a shout out, is what I heard.
Yeah, it did. Yep, it did. But White Shadow opened for her, and he, I guess he got to be friends with Taylor, and so now they're doing this event together, September 15th. So that's coming up.
Nice.
Yeah. Wow. This is going to be a lot of fun. What else? There, you know, you might like this one. The Classic Quadrophenia is going to be at Rosemont Theater September 13th.
With the movie?
Pete. It's going to be, no, they're doing like a Who kind of, thing with Pete Townsend's gonna be there, Billy Idol and Eddie Vedder together.
I just got goosebumps.
I was gonna say, that's your business right there.
I know Pete Townsend and Eddie Vedder are pretty close, and Eddie Vedder, a little shout out, he was on the latest episode of Twin Peaks on Sunday.
Oh, cool. Under what name?
What is his real name? Edward Severson, the third. That's who they introduced, and then all of a sudden on the stage of the Roadhouse in Twin Peaks was Eddie Vedder.
Oh,
so
wow.
That was really cool, and I know he and Pete Townsend worked on some things together, so that's really cool.
Yeah.
Where is that again?
That's going to be at the Rosemont Theater, and it's raising money for Teen Cancer America, so it's it's a fundraiser. Right. So, but Billy Idol was my first concert, so...
Wait, I see somebody's name in here that I'm like, oh my.
Oh, yes. George Takei, I talked to yesterday. I talked
He's
to him.
A great guy.
He is the best. And that voice, you could just listen to him all day.
All day long. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
real deep.
What is he doing besides being completely crazy and wonderful on his social media sites? I love what
That's all he needs
all
to
his
do.
Posts.
Yeah. That and the Howard Stern show. I mean, he's brilliant.
Exactly. He's September 7th, he's going to be at the Alpha Wood Gallery. This is in the Athenaeum Theater. He's going to do stories about the Japanese camps. You know, that
he was in a concentration camp.
Yeah, when he was 5 years old.
Did you know that?
I did not.
It's pretty fascinating. And he's doing a whole talk and exhibit based on this.
Exactly. And then they're going to do, he did this musical about it called Allegiance that I saw in San Diego. And they're going to do some songs from that.
Was it good?
It was great.
Was it really?
Yeah, it was really good. And so he was so happy that I went out to San Diego to see his show. I mean, he's such a great guy.
He is really sweet.
Yeah. So he's fun. So that's going on. I talked to several artists this week besides him. I talked to Allison Moyet.
Alf, love her.
Okay, yes.
Who's that
from
again?
The band Yaz.
Yaz. She's
one of the most beautiful female voices. Mm-hmm. Only You is probably one of the best songs ever.
Yeah. Can you sing a little riff for me? Because it refresh my memory. Please?
No, I'm not going to do it. You remember, Do I Dress for Every Situation?
Yeah, kind of.
That's Yaz.
Yeah.
Keep going. Give me another line on that.
No. Moving through the doorway of the next
See, I needed that second line.
She's resisting.
She wants to do the whole song, really.
So what is she up to?
So she's going to be here September 19th at the Park West.
Oh, I might have to go to that show.
Yeah, she
you
was
want
so
haunting
great.
Vocals.
I mean, other than that song, what other song would we know her for?
She did a song called Invisible, which she told me she's not doing in concert because she's not
do
suffering
people hate
anymore.
When you go to these old-timer concerts and they don't do the good songs?
They don't do the one song. I think people, sometimes they're
you
wanting
it. You hate expect that.
Like, yeah. Right.
You know, I heard that was the issue with Lady Gaga's latest concert, is that she played all her new music, and people were like, eh.
Mm-hmm.
You got to capture their attention with the hits, because that's what they're there, that's what they bought the tickets for, and then you squeeze in some of the new record and say, go ahead and buy it. And, you know, you got to do the encores with the stuff people came to see, don't you?
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, you've seen Billy Joel live, right?
No.
Oh, it's so good.
I bet it. Well, he's a hit factory.
I was going to say, that's a concert where you're not disappointed. Even if he sprinkles a couple, you know, one or two you haven't heard of in there, you're hearing them all.
Yeah, I believe that. Well, I love Allison Moyet.
Yeah, so she's coming. We should go.
I would like to go. That's the Park West on September...
It's 19th. So, Stevie Nicks is coming.
Love her, too. I'm sorry.
I always think of you when I think of Stevie Nicks. For some reason.
It's a compliment.
Yeah.
I love her.
I know you love her. And she's coming 2 days, September 9th and 10th. And she's doing this 24-karat gold world tour. Vanessa Carlton's coming with her. I don't know if you're...
I know the name.
Tell It to My Heart? Vanessa, is that Vanessa Carlton?
No.
You know that song, though?
Jerry's going to laugh at you.
Tell It to My Heart. That's Taylor Dane.
Taylor Dane, there it is.
Yeah. Same difference.
Vanessa Carlton was the one that had a Thousand Miles with the piano.
Thousand Miles? Yeah. No.
Wendy can sing it for you.
No, I don't know that one. But so Stevie Nicks is, it's basically a solo tour, correct?
Yes, it's a solo tour. This is an album of like demos and things that she's bringing. Lana Del Rey's on the album.
Not a fan. Bill loves Lana Del Rey.
Oh, he does? Okay.
Loves her. Mm. I fall asleep every time I hear her. Yeah. She's not very energetic.
No, very melodic.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's kind of a... I mean, she's an interesting person to see in concert.
I bet she is.
Stevie Nicks' question, this, I might be completely off, but back in the day, Ozzy Osbourne did a duet. Mm-hmm. Close Your Eyes, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. But I think, I want to say it was with Stevie Nicks.
Kevin, will you look into that Stevie Nicks and...
I would say it was back in the 89-ish era. Were you even born, Kevin?
I was born in 87.
Yeah, so it's probably 2 years after you were born.
God,
it's so horrible.
Yeah, she just did a Tom Petty.
Lita Ford.
Lita Ford, yeah. You remember the song I'm talking about now?
No.
Can you play it, Kev?
Oh, actually, you know what? I am seeing he did...
he did something with Stevie.
I thought so. But the one I'm thinking about is Lita Ford.
I loved her. Kiss Me Deadly.
Her and Stevie had a similar vibe.
She's coming to the suburbs.
Do you remember this one?
Close My Eyes Forever, it's called.
Oh, yeah. I remember breaking up with a girl around this time, and I was so depressed that I'd play this song in my basement.
Oh, my God.
Jesus, so... Mics are hot.
Don't leave me, baby. Don't
really understand. Nice slapback echo on that.
Yeah. Wait till the hook. Get to the hook, Kevin. Ozzy comes in with a wail right here. Heaven
is in the palm of my hand. I don't remember
this
song.
It's a beauty, man. No. We'll play. Keep playing it underneath. That's a nice little,
Frank's Basement.
Frank? Yeah. That's my new podcast, Frank's Basement.
That's a great one.
All the depressing memories you don't want to hear.
Play songs like that.
That's so funny. All right, Jerry Nunn is here from Windy City Times. You can follow him. His website, Nunn on the Run, double N's there for Nunn. We still have some time to continue.
Good.
I can't listen to this anymore.
You can't?
I
get
depressed.
You want to talk
about Isaac? Whatever you want to talk about.
Okay, so Isaac Mizrahi. This is kind of interesting. He's coming to City Winery September 29th. You know, he's known for fashion.
Yes.
But he's going to, like, sing some. I guess he sings. The name of the thing is called Does This Song Make Me Look Fat?
And that's
he's
really
singing,
funny.
Like, figure eight.
Is it a spoof or for real?
Rock. I think it's kind of jokey, but he does actually sing, and he's going to bring gift bag rejects that he's had over the years and tell stories.
I bet that's going to be pretty fun.
Yeah, I think it'll be interesting, something different.
Yeah.
So yeah, I talked to him about his show, and he was, of course, just wonderful.
Is there any YouTube videos of him singing?
I'm sure there are. Yeah, he's been in a lot of movies and things over the years, and just that design.
His career has been a little like up and down here and there.
Definitely, yeah. But he's writing a book about all of it.
And too, who's so. He closely associated with? Retailer,
Target.
Yeah, Target.
But he was like at one time like the pinnacle of design for years.
Yeah. So yeah, so he was interesting. I'm excited about going to see him at the show. What else we have? I Love the 90s at Ravinia. It's also another Ravinia show.
Who's in then?
That's Mark McGrath, TLC.
Mark McGrath.
Yeah.
I didn't like the 90s, Biz evidently.
Yeah.
I like the 80s.
Okay, moving on. there's another new concert that's never been to Chicago. It's called Get In Concert at Guaranteed Rate Field.
That's Sox Park.
So this is going to be all pop stuff. So I don't know if you like this one, but Macklemore and Ryan Lewis is going to be there.
That's huge.
I love Macklemore.
So do I.
I know. Yeah. I'm not his target demo.
Is that sold out already?
It may be. The tickets already have been on sale, and it's been kind of crazy. Because it's Fifth Harmony, Prince Royce, DNCE. Yeah.
So I know Macklemore. People. That is all I know out of all those
right.
names.
That's
and it's
huge.
Called the Get In.
You got to end. Yeah. Yeah, Get In Concert.
Weird
that's
name.
A new one.
Weird name for a concert.
Yeah, really strange. Chicago Gourmet. It's kind of different off the not concerts, but this is a big, huge event in Millennium Park. I don't know if you guys have seen it.
We've talked about it. We've heard about it. I've never been, but I hear it's pretty great.
You should go. September 19th to 24th. Celebrity chefs are going to be there. And it's just a huge thing in the park with all the trying the foods. And they do cooking classes and stuff like that on the stage.
That would be fun.
That would be
pretty cool.
Bring
the family. And Lobster Fest is going to be at Navy Pier this weekend. That's actually this weekend. It starts today. And the Cherry Pop and Daddies are going to be there. I don't know if you know that.
God, where have they been?
Yeah.
They were big in the 90s, I believe.
Yeah.
And doing Lobster Fest across the country.
So, but they're going to have fireworks tonight and be fun to have some lobster and fireworks.
Sunday, I am going to a family reunion in Indiana, and I'm kind of bummed because, I could have gone to see Belinda Carlisle, who is going to be at one of the casinos.
Okay.
Four Winds?
No, I can't remember, but I would love to see Belinda. I was a big Go-Go's fan.
Yeah.
And then there's this big blues fest going on in Peoria, which my son Michael and his friend Herman are driving all the way to Peoria to see. John Mayall's going to be there. It's like this big blues fest going on in Peoria. So they're driving over 2 hours away to drive over 2 hours coming back in the same day. I would never do that. Although for John Mayall.
I was going to say, but it's Blues Fest. That's a cool thing that your son has actually taken the initiative to drive 2 hours to a Blues Fest.
He didn't go to the one here in Chicago. It's way closer.
Yeah, I drove an hour to Tinley Park to see Depeche Mode this week. I mean, I had to see them.
How was Depeche Mode?
They were so great. I mean, it's the same Mick Jagger moves and shaking the booty and, but it was just so great. I mean, I'd seen The Mech in 1988.
I love Depeche Mode.
It's nice that these old bands are still making money.
Yeah, they sold it out. They made a lot of money, actually, I heard. So it was worth the
band Chicago, I'm good friends with Peter Chiavarelli, the manager. They're still selling out everywhere. They're making a fortune these days.
That is a homegrown talent that we all appreciate. I mean, we know so many Chicago songs. They're like a hit factory. So that I can see. Plus, we're in Chicago. I don't know. Are they still selling out
nationwide?
Really?
Yeah. They're getting booked like in Saudi Arabia, like for one night gigs for tons of money. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. So I mean, people are making comebacks like that, like Earth, Wind, and Fire.
That's what I like about today's world is like we're still appreciating that old music, not just throwing them to the side.
Right.
I wish Milli Vanilli would come back.
Good luck with that.
There's only one. One of them died.
Yeah, but are any of the original band members around for any of these bands we're talking about?
Yes.
They have to be.
Yeah, they
really?
Have to be in order
three
to
out
use.
Out of four. All right, so one's gone.
The Queen. Name.
We're talking Milli. Yeah. We just need a Vanilli. That's all. Just one Vanilli.
You could fill in.
You could get some dreads. Vanilli. I'll be a good Vanilli.
Learn the dance.
It's all lip-syncing anyway. I can pull it off.
Girl, you know it's true. Milli Vanilli. God, leave it to you to bring that up.
Leave it to you to sing it.
Wendy's in a singing mood today.
I am. It's Friday. It's a long weekend.
Got ribs in the house.
And yes, once again, when is National Baby Back Rib Day?
September 3rd, this Sunday.
All right, this Sunday, and there are specials going on at Wrigley Barbecue. Again, the address?
3555 North Broadway.
Mitch Leibovich. Did I say that right?
You did.
Thank you. He owns it, and you're going to get a full slab of ribs for the price of a half slab, correct?
Exactly.
That is correct.
That is a bargain.
Mitch, how did you get into the barbecue business? I'm just curious.
It's a long story, but I'll make it short. Lost my job about 5 years ago, but I've always been doing smoking meats on the side, you know, for fun and whatever. And I always wanted to open my own restaurant, but I wanted to do it after I retired, so I didn't have to worry about if it was successful or not. And so 4 years, about 5 years ago, I jumped in head first and I opened up a restaurant in Pittsburgh. For 2 years.
That's pretty scary to just jump in like that.
Right. Yeah. And then this, I closed that restaurant in end of January. And then, the opportunity of Wrigley Barbecue came about. But Wrigley Barbecue's been open for 4.5 years. And I've been a owner since May 15th.
Congratulations.
So, yeah, you don't learn your lesson with the first business, huh?
Well,
restaurant business is not an easy business.
No, restaurant business is not an easy business, but I love making food. I love making people happy by, eating my food.
Doesn't that, like me, like when I do cook dinner, which is very seldom lately, but I used to cook dinner on Sundays, I'd try to make a meal. I love watching people enjoy what I've cooked. I send Kevin texts pictures of what I've made. And
what's your dish, Wendy?
I don't know. I kind of have a bunch of them.
Like if you were to say, this is signature Wendy Snyder dinner on Sunday.
My homemade meatballs and spaghetti and just a red sauce, a marinara sauce. I make a good lasagna. I make a really good pot roast. I like to cook, but I've never been one to smoke meats. And now, all over the place in our neighborhood, you're out walking the dog and you smell somebody smoking meats because you can get these smokers.
The green egg.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's become super popular now. Everybody's smoking everything.
Yeah.
That's actually at the Chicago Gourmet. They have a big green egg thing where they promote the smoker.
That's like the most common smoker I've seen in Marketplace. Yeah. Well, this is good stuff, man. Thanks for coming around. We appreciate the food that I tasted so far was great.
Thank Wrigley Barbecue on Sunday. You can get a full slab for the price of a half slab, and you can go to WrigleyBarbecue.com.
That is correct.
Awesome. And Jerry Nunn, where are you going right after here?
Where are you running after this?
Well, I got North Coast, so that's going to keep me busy.
That starts right now, today.
Yeah, that starts today, this whole weekend, so I'll be out there.
All right, and where do people follow you? You can go to your website. Basically, we'll have all your social media accounts, nunontherun.com, two N's and none.
Yeah, and I'll be back in October, to do Halloween stuff.
Boom!
So be ready.
Do you have any leads on what's going to be the hottest haunted house this year?
I like the one in Morton Grove is the one I went to last year, and they've already been sending me stuff. And I've also been sent to a lot of scary movies coming up, too, so we can talk about that.
Do they still do the Stateville Prison one that they used to have in Joliet?
Yeah, that one they still do.
Was Rob Zombie still a part of that?
Oh, Rob Zombie's thing's not. No, that was 2 years. And,
oh, okay.
Do you go to those? Energy,
no, I can't be scared. I will wet my pants.
They have those old lady dependents.
Yeah, I know. I have some in the closet. All right. Well, Jerry, thank you very much. Mitch, thank you very much. Again, Wrigley Barbecue and None on the Run. And we're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back to close up shop, as Bill would like to say. All right, Bill Leff has taken today off. He's okay. He just wanted an extended vacation weekend because it is a long weekend.
Yeah.
Frank Fontana, thank you for sitting in for him.
You know what? Thank you. I always love coming in and hanging out with you. It's so much fun.
I'll tell you this, it was probably tough for you to resist playing with all of Bill Leff's toys that are all around his little desk area.
Oh, I played with them. Just don't tell Bill. I hope he's not listening. I misplaced one or two, so if he...
He'll know.
He'll know, I'm sure.
He knows the arrangement of everything, and if you've moved anything, he will totally know.
I guess I'm in trouble.
Big plans for the Labor Day weekend?
We got a bunch of meat came in on a shipment. So we're going to be grilling up some tenderloin and some New York strip. I've been joking about being vegan, but we've been eating mostly vegan in our house, except for this moment right now.
Really?
Chowing down on some ribs.
Any particular reason?
Just go through phases. Clean out, I call it. Because you're not supposed to eat too much red meat, as the health experts say.
Can I just tell you something? You can't be a vegan because you are too stylish and you wear leather.
Where?
You don't have any leather?
Yeah, but I'm sorry. I eat
your headphones.
You're right. I eat vegetarian. I'm not a vegan diehard. Where I like leather.
I don't see you in pleather or vinyl.
No. I've tried pleather in the 80s. Didn't work out too well. Stuck to my inner thighs.
All right, great. Frank Fontana, where can people find you?
Well, you can find me here on WGN Radio 720 every Sunday from 1 to 3, or you can visit me online at frankfontana.net, Instagram, Facebook, and catch me on TV here and there and hither and dither.
Pleasure working with you.
You too.
We got a minute overtime now, so let's get out of here.
I'll see you in the hood.
Thank you.